Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Rudy of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. We are not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell you anything. Thank you. We appreciate your help with this survey. Is this Abelardo Valley?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And we have the ability to complete this interview in English or Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish today?
English.
Okay, excellent. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Good. In which state do you currently live? Texas or a different state?
Texas.
Good. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Hidalgo.
Excellent. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
All on cell phone.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Good. Now, just to ensure, we have a representative sample. In what year were you born?
58.
Okay. Excellent. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Hispanic.
Excellent. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
2 years of college.
Okay, good. Thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me, and we'll go on to the next one. For example, Joe Biden. How do you feel about Joe Biden? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you have no opinion?
Favorable.
Favorable, okay. How about Vicente Gonzalez?
Favorable.
Okay, how about Myra Flores?
Is she a Democrat?
I'm not too sure, but if you haven't heard of her, that's okay. I'll say you don't have an opinion of her.
Okay.
All right. How about Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Okay, good. How about Donald Trump?
Extremely unfavorable.
Okay. All right. Very unfavorable. Okay, I understand. Thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested, and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Very interested.
Okay. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Colin Allred.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress is being held today, for whom would you vote, Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican? You said Myra Flores, the Republican?
No, Vicente.
Ah, Vicente Gonzalez. And that's a definitely for Gonzalez, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we're almost done, okay? In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
I think it's rather obvious. I'm a Democrat.
Okay, strong Democrat. Good. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Okay. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Okay. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only English at home, mostly English, but some Spanish, Spanish and English equally, mostly Spanish, but some English, only Spanish at home?
English and Spanish.
Okay. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. All right. This concludes our survey. This concludes our survey today, okay? We do appreciate you taking
good.
The time, and you have a good rest of your weekend, all right? Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.